You know, if you want to do anything of importance in life, one of the great character traits is courage. I put it at the top, especially if you want to be an entrepreneur, especially if you're trying to forge new paths and do new things in the world. And courage is not something that comes magically. I say that courage rubs off. That's why I'm such a big believer. Every night or most nights, you should go to bed reading a biography, because it will rub off on you. If you can find courage in the actions of others' lives, it will rub off into your life. And Kon-Tiki, this book about Thor Heyerdahl, the Norwegian explorer, who, you know, everybody said he couldn't do something. So he said, yeah, I'm going to go down to South America, cut down some balsa wood trees, take like 9 logs, tie them together with rope, okay, nothing modern, and I'm going to float across the Pacific Ocean just to prove it can be done. He was 9 inches above water. I mean, it's a most mind-blowing book of courage maybe that I've ever read. So I put this very high in my recommended book list, because get this one into your brain, knowing that A, don't believe the haters. B, you'd be surprised, like Alexander the Great said, you know, he said, if you can imagine it, you might be able to do it. I mean, he said you can do it. There's some things certainly that I can imagine doing. I can imagine myself flying like a bird, and I probably can't, but, you know, I can in an airplane. So there's a way around almost everything. There's this massive level of courage that I think is latent deep within all of us. And if you want it unlocked, you can't just close your eyes and try to magically become courageous. You pick up books like Kon-Tiki, you read the stories, and forged, the path has been forged for all of us to live a life that's, you know, courageous. And I don't mean that in a cheesy sense. I'm just literally saying courage is the ability to go, wait a second, I have a hunch that this can be done, and I'm going to do it no matter if the whole world says I'm a fool. I mean, in this book, I think it was National Geographic, all these famous explorers told Thor Heyerdahl that he's crazy. All my Norwegian friends say he's a national hero there in Norway, because he truly did something. I mean, this is a story of a guy floating across with a few friends in a raft. I don't know if you've ever been in the Pacific Ocean. I have. I've been on a huge boat, and it was scary enough. I got caught in a storm. The ocean is a scary thing. Imagine being on a raft with a sail tied together with rope, with whales and sharks floating underneath you. So pick up this book. It will definitely be one of those books I believe you will remember for life, and be one to reread every few years.